Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 10th, to take Wednesday. In Isaiah chapter 19 today, more condemnation. Today it's on the country of Egypt. We're supposed to be reading through verse 10, but I'm just going to read a couple of verses just to give us an overview of it, and then we're going to move on over to the book of Acts. A message about Egypt. This message came to me concerning Egypt. Look, the Lord is advancing against Egypt, riding on a swift cloud. I love that image. The idols of Egypt tremble. The hearts of the Egyptians melt with fear. This passage is just a reminder that God is God of the whole entire world, and He has power over all. The passage goes on to talk about how the land of Egypt will suffer under the hand of God. Verse 5, the waters of the Nile will fail to rise and flood the fields. The riverbed will be parched and dry. Verse 8, the fishermen will lament for lack of work, and those who cast hooks into the Nile will groan. Okay, let's move on over to the book of Acts. Today we're in Acts chapter 7, verses 23 through 34. You remember the context. We're in Stephen's speech, and he's before the council, and he's going through a biblical history. Today he's going to talk about Moses, and it's interesting what he highlights about Moses. It's just kind of this idea that Moses, in the right timing, was used by God as an instrument for His glory. At first, when Moses seeks to be a peacemaker, he is kind of shut down, but eventually God uses him for His glory. One day, when Moses was 40 years old, decided to visit his relatives, the people of Israel, he saw an Egyptian mistreating an Israelite. So Moses came to the man's defense and avenged him, killing the Egyptian. Moses assumed his fellow Israelites would realize that God had sent him to rescue them, but they didn't. The next day, he visited them again and saw two men of Israel fighting. He tried to be a peacemaker. "Men," he said, "you are brothers. Why are you fighting each other?" But the man in the wrong pushed Moses aside. "Who made you a ruler and judge over us?" he asked. "Are you going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard that, he fled the country and lived as a foreigner in the land of Midian. There he had two sons. 40 years later, in the desert near Mount Sinai, an angel appeared to Moses in the flame of the burning bush. When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight, and he went to take a closer look. And the voice of the Lord called out to him, "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses shook with terror and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groans and have come down to rescue them. Now go, for I am sending you back to Egypt." What did you see in this passage? I saw that God raises His deliverer up in His own timing, even though the people rejected Him at first. This is going to foreshadow Israel's rejection of Jesus. This is what Stephen is going to talk about in the end, that you've rejected Jesus, the Messiah who is to come, and that's what's going to get him killed. We're going to read about that soon. But first, let's move over to the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 60, verses 9 through 12. In this psalm, the psalmist is wrestling with the fact that he doesn't think God is doing anything to help him. And then the psalmist reassures himself, no, I know that it is with God's help that we will do mighty things. He has to change the way he talks to himself, and he has to remind himself that what I believe is very important. The truths that I believe and I speak to myself really matter. Verses 9 through 12. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our armies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm reminds us that victory doesn't come from human strength, but as it says here in verse 12, with God's help, we will do mighty things. As we end the podcast today, I just want to go back to one of my beloved prayer books, A Diary of Private Prayer, and read for you the prayer from the eighth day in the evening. O God, the Father of all humankind, I bring before you the burden of this world's life. I join with the scattered multitudes who are crying out to you in their desperation. Hear us, O God, and look with compassion at our many needs, since you alone are able to satisfy all our desire. I especially commit to you all who are far from their family and friends tonight, all who must lie down hungry or cold, all who suffer pain, all who are kept awake by anxiety, all who are facing danger, all who must work or keep watch while others sleep. I ask you to give them all such a sense of your presence that their loneliness may turn to comfort and their trouble to peace. O most loving God, you showed your love for us in Jesus, your Son, by relieving all kinds of suffering and disease. Grant your blessing on all who are serving others in Christ's name throughout the world, all ministers of the gospel of Christ, all social workers, all doctors and nurses who faithfully tend the sick, all who work for your mission in every land. Through them, accomplish your great purpose of goodwill to all people, and grant them in their own hearts the joy of Christ's very real presence. Grant to me also, O gracious Father, the joy of a life surrendered to Christ's service, and the peace of forgiveness granted through the power of his cross. Amen.